USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unloading on social media giants and vowing to watch them very carefully before November's election.
They've used this power to engage in unscrupulous business practices while simultaneously waging war on free enterprise and free expression.
Protesters in Louisville are angry with today's decision not to charge any of the police officers with shooting Breonna Taylor. These protesters storm a restaurant and begin throwing tables and chairs on the outdoor patio. That audio courtesy of Twitter user Brendan Gutenschwager. Federal buildings are closed and a state of emergency was already declared. A curfew is set for 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine could be developed by the end of the year.
Currently, there are three platform candidate vaccines that have entered into phase three trial. Very soon, there will be a fourth.
The coronavirus task force member testifying before a Senate committee on Wednesday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Charlotte, North Carolina, saying President Trump acted too slowly regarding the coronavirus outbreak.
He knew exactly how bad the pandemic was back in February. He didn't say a thing. And if he had spoken, 37,000 more people would be alive today.
Mourners are continuing to pay their respects to the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her flag-draped casket is now at the Supreme Court building for an outdoor viewing today and tomorrow. On Friday, she'll be moved to the U.S. Capitol and become the first woman to lie in state. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on our coverage of the coronavirus across the United States, we're seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases in Wisconsin, North Dakota, and South Dakota. As far as why the uptick, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, a Fox News contributor, tells Fox News.
We start looking at the new cases, specifically in the states that you just mentioned. The far majority, over 50%, are about 18 to 24-year-olds. So that really tells us it's being spread particularly by that age group. You know, of the states that you just mentioned, the one that I'm watching pretty closely is Wisconsin. They have the highest rate increase right now, and their percent positive is quite high as well. But one important point, Steve, that we have to acknowledge here is that these states are in their first wave. Wisconsin right. has not had a wave yet. They're on the incline. Remember, we talked about those waves several months ago? They've been low. This is their first wave, so it's not a second wave.
The football world is mourning the loss of a running back. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Legendary running back Gale Sayers has died today. The Pro Football Hall of Fame says he passed away at 77. Sayers, a Chicago Bears legend, who scored 22 touchdowns in his rookie season in 1965. Injuries cut his career short, but he still became a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.